You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion to typography and manufacturing, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, we head to Italy to chart an avant-garde architectural movement from the 1960s that goes to show you don't actually need to finish a building to leave a mark on the world of architecture. Monocle's Chiara Ramella reports.
How can architects leave a mark without ever finishing a building? Active between 1966 and 1978, Super Studio was an avant-garde Florentine collective that did just that. Its work, although often conceptual, included designs for monuments, buildings, artwork and furniture that was often critical, far-fetched or fanciful. Despite never executing a single building, Super Studio's work sent ripples through the design world that are still being felt today. The revolutionary movement started in stately Florence, the Tuscan capital, where the autumn of 1966 heralded one of the worst floods in living memory.
In Florence, Italy, gales and torrential rains swell the waters of the Arno River to the bursting point.
All this amid the backdrop of a divided nation, made miserable by two decades of fascism and not able to deal with the economic boom which followed the Second World War. It was in the months after the deluge that architecture students Adolfo Natalini and Cristiano Toraldo di Francia founded their fledgling and influential practice, one that continued drawing collaborators for the following years. Super Studio's work is a reaction to what they saw as the failure of modernism. The gleaming white promise of rationality and enlightenment had begun to tarnish, and the promise of progress, equality and modernity had faded. Their somewhat immodest aim, in light of this, was to redefine the role of architecture, switching it from a way of replicating social problems to a way of improving them. As their tool of choice, they decided to work around the most elemental, minimal geometric shape of all, the intersection between black lines on a white surface. That, they thought, would make for the most neutral and adaptable solution for living. They created furniture out of little, black-contoured white cubes, composed in Lego-like structures that became the only 3D outcome of their work. Despite hankering for order, Super Studio also pressed at the edges of its discipline. Its work strayed into surreal photomontages, superimposing photos of young people walking hand in hand over a floor covered in white rectangles as far as the eye can see. Or, most famously, drawing an enormous structure resembling a huge flyover surrounding the whole of downtown New York. The images themselves are equal parts terrifying, fascinating, and absurd. At their heart was a mockery of a world of mass production. Their point: if architecture was just to cater for unnecessary privilege, it was better for it to disappear altogether. Humanity could function without architecture on a barren wasteland with no buildings at all. That's, of course, an exaggeration. And even Super Studio's name lends itself to hyperbole and humour. Superman, supermarket, superpower were the references suggesting the studio's work should be always viewed with some irony in mind. Their projects are mind-boggling and contradictory. They exist because they're ambiguous critiques, free in a world of total abstraction. Yet, even if they don't present feasible conclusion, it doesn't mean the impact of these works can't be seen today. If you look at Zaha Hadid's funicular in Innsbruck, Austria, you'll notice it is covered in black-lined squares on a white background, just like all of Super Studio's visions of the future. As for the two-legged CCTV headquarters designed by Rem Koolhaas, they strike a very similar chord to the giant monuments Super Studio imagined sprawling over the city. Something in the scale, in the futuristic predilections of these contemporary projects, speaks of Super Studio's preoccupation with utopia. It shows at least a prophetic portent and proves that sometimes, as in the case of Super Studio, architects needn't always finish a building to leave a mark on the design world.
Our thanks to Chiara Rimella there for that report on the Florentine Architecture Practice Superstudio. And if you're in London next week, do join us for a special live edition of Section D with guests Eric Speakerman, Joanna Agerman-Ross and Peter Murray joining myself on stage. The details are at monocle.com/events. You've been listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.